Lieutenant Governor nominee Deborah Call took a quick trip to Bethel to listen to concerns in preparation for a tight political race.
I think much of the concerns actually had to do with public safety, and it's certainly something that throughout Alaska we're discussing very, very seriously.
That won't surprise anyone in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The Association of Village Council Presidents picked public safety as the top issue in the region during its annual convention in Bethel earlier in October. Call is the running mate of Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mark Begich. She's a member of Kinnick Village and Cook Inlet Tribal Council. Begich is currently battling with Republican candidate Mike Donlevy in a very close race. Earlier in the campaign, Begich was locked in a three-way race with Donlevy and incumbent Governor Bill Walker, an independent. But Walker decided to drop out after his running mate and former lieutenant governor, Byron Mallott, resigned earlier this month after making inappropriate remarks to an unnamed woman. Walker endorsed Mark Begich, and Begich's team plans to continue with many of Walker's initiatives.
There's a lot of things that Governor Walker has worked on, such as tribal sovereignty. He recognizes the tribes, wants to work with the tribes, has compacted, you know, many of the services that are provided. So there's a lot of good things, and that's what we want to build off of. The foundation's been set. Why change it?
That foundation involves funding for public safety, including resources for tribal law enforcement. So how do Begich and Call plan to do that? Well, it has to do with the Permanent Fund's earnings reserve account.
What he's looking at doing is certainly constitutionally protecting the Permanent Fund.
So Begich hopes to do something like this. He wants to push the Alaska legislature to constitutionally protect the Permanent Fund dividend. And then he wants to operate the fund like an endowment and divide the earnings from that in half. One half of that will fund education and the other half the dividend. Call says operating the fund that way can give the state more than $1 billion to spend on other things, such as public safety. This past year, the state legislature decided for the first time to use funds from the Permanent Fund's earnings reserve to pay for government operations. Begich called that a dangerous precedent and vows to protect the PFD. He says his solution will do just that and free up money to fund critical programs like public safety and resources for tribal law enforcement. Call is confident that Begich can persuade lawmakers to join him on his plan, citing the way he was able to work with senators as diverse as Bernie Sanders, a progressive, and Ted Cruz, who is conservative, during his time in the U.S. Senate. But Begich has a tough line for state lawmakers opposing his plan.
I think I'm going to make it politically hard for members to say no.
Candidate Call refrained from taking a position on the proposed Donlin Gold Mine. The massive open-pit mine could be one of the biggest gold mines in the world if completed. But she supports a controversial salmon habitat ballot initiative, Ballot Measure 1. The measure would toughen the permitting process for large projects proposed in salmon habitat.
My understanding of it is that Title 16, which manages our fish and game, was written in the 50s. When we had an abundance of fish and game and a fewer population numbers in urban as well as rural Alaska. So the laws fit at the time. So move us 50, 60 years forward, we have more people in larger urban areas and we have climate change going on as well as changes in the environment in terms of our waters, and habitat is not as well taken care of as what it used to be in the past.
Major oil and mining companies oppose Ballot Measure 1. Donlin Gold, the company developing the gold mine in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, is one of the biggest opponents. Begich has also endorsed the Salmon Habitat Initiative, but he also supports the Donlin Mine, which already has permits to damage some salmon habitat. Meanwhile, Begich and Call also pledged to respect tribal sovereignty and to work closer with tribes on key issues, like public safety. KYUK has reached out to Republican candidate Mike Donlevy's campaign, but Donlevy has not scheduled a time to visit the YK Delta before the elections on November 6. Reporting in Bethel with help from Anna Rose MacArthur, I'm Christy Schallenberger.